This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The NFL announced some scheduling news yesterday. This is just looking ahead a little bit, but you know there's a good chance next year even the Chiefs could be playing internationally again. If not, maybe 2026. The NFL did announce that it will play its first regular season game in Melbourne, Australia, beginning in 2026. It's a multi-year commitment. The reason why we bring this up here locally is because the Rams are the home team for that 2026 game. And, of course, the Chiefs do play at the Rams in 2026. So, basically, the Chiefs are not hosting an international game next year, which is definitely in play, maybe in Germany, then there's a really good chance they would be playing at the Rams in 2026. Or I guess it could be both. But I'll be stunned if the Chiefs get through the next two seasons without having to play an international game, given next year's schedule. And then, if not, where the things would stand in 2026 against the Rams.
Yeah,
the Chiefs' home schedule next year, I'm looking way ahead, like from the hosting international, it'd be interesting which games they would actually take away from you know, we know they took away Miami, like, yeah. In fairness.
Their road schedule is a dream.
But, like,
their
home
schedule's tough.
Home, they got, like, the Commanders and the Eagles, I believe. I mean, those are two massive home games out of division.
Yeah,
we know they're not going to put a divisional game overseas, usually.
Well, and we know if there's a Friday game or a Wednesday game or a Tuesday game or some other day of the week, we know they're playing that day. Mm-hmm. So we can just go ahead and pencil them in. They're probably playing in Australia. And the timing of this is where it becomes interesting to me, is because once you start looking at the start times for these games, you're like, okay, they got to play like 10 a.m. in Australia, or 11 a.m.
It could be 11
o'clock.
They have
to be noon.
It could
be that'd be an 8 p.m. start.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, that's like an 8 hour later.
They could do a 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time kick in Central Time, and then it could be 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock Australia.
And yeah, and so
that's
I guess
not that crazy.
I guess not too bad when you look at
it. Hell, the national title game for the college basketball starting at 8:40.
Why is it starting so late?
So, it's just because the game's not four hours long.
Do they hate people watching their sport, though? 8:40. Are you actively trying to get people to not watch your sport?
In fairness, it's starting earlier this year.
Earlier?
Yes.
At 8:40?
8:40 is earlier by 20 minutes or something.
No, yeah, I don't remember.
It's 8:40.
Duke versus Missouri, based on anybody who's talking in this building.
Missouri lost last night.
I mean, they also could, like, theoretically, they could play it at a different
The NFL is not agreeing to a deal to host games in Australia if they thought they were going to have to air the game at 5 a.m. here. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be fine. The game will air at 11 a.m. or something when that happens, and it won't be that big of a deal.
Will teams hit a break point? So, like, they obviously limit the number of primetime games for a reason, because they don't want to alter the schedules. But if you're the Chiefs, do you ask for a rule that says I can only do so much nonsense in a single season? So just for instance, let's say in 2026, they have to go to Melbourne. In addition to that, they want them to play on like Christmas Day and the Black Friday game. Yep. And they won the Super Bowl again. So they got to play on the Thursday before. That was not as big of a deal. But they got like last year, this season, they played on 6 of the 7 days of the week.
Yep.
They didn't have it.
And Christmas is on. They did not have international.
Oh, no.
In 2026, Christmas is on a Friday.
Yeah, but even this next year, the Christmas is on a Thursday. So.
Like, they don't seemingly. I think that they need to start lumping these international games in as they count towards the primetime thing. So you can only mess with my schedule so much. And the holiday ones, that's primetime too. I got to play at noon on Christmas. That counts. Like, and I think that those do. But I need them all to count towards it so that there's a limit of the amount of nonsense you can do to my schedule, right? There's a limit to how many Monday night, Thursday night, international games that take place on Christmas Day on a Wednesday. Like, there's got to be at some point, I think if you're the best of the best teams, that you want, like, some sort of cap on the craziness.
Yeah, it's the circus, though. Like we've talked about this. It's the NFL circus. And
spread the pain around,
everybody
though.
Sees the Chiefs. So why not do the Chiefs when it's, I mean, in a way, in fairness, the Chiefs have kind of done it to themselves because all they do is keep on winning. So and the fact that they keep on getting chosen for these things, it's kind of their own fault. Obviously, you would take the trade-off because it results in Super Bowls. But
Chris Jones said, you know, he was going to talk to the NFLPA in the offseason and all this stuff about, hey, if you're going to have us on all these days, though, at least give our bye week. I think that's the biggest thing. Can you at least push the bye week later on to the season? But the fact that they're in the Super Bowl and maybe going to win one on Sunday, despite that schedule, the NFL's probably like, well, you know.
Could you imagine if you asked for a rule that said if you win the Super Bowl in descending order, so like whatever the descending draft order is, you get to choose your bye week. So if you're the team who wins the championship, you're like, choose your bye week. You're like, jackpot. Last week of the season, whatever it is, right? The last week you do buys.
Oh, last week you do buys. Yeah, so you pick week 12, week 13 buy or something like that. Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, like even like you choose your buy if you get to do it. If you're the number one seed, sorry, your buy's in week 5. Get better. You want a better bye week? Be better. Like, I don't know what to tell you. There's never a benefit for the good teams other than championships.
There's a very good chance that the Chiefs in the next 2 years are international, either next year or 2026 when they just announced that Melbourne will be the host city for the LA Rams.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.